We would like to welcome you to Studio One in RTE for the live recording of Love is a Simple Thing, a play with text and score by Veronica Coburn and Elaine Agnew. The performance tonight features Dorothy Cotter as Megan, Jasmine Russell as Emma, Tina Kelleher as Rebecca, Alan Howley as John, Anne O'Neill as Kathleen, and Jonathan White as Paul. The score is performed by the RTE Concert Orchestra. The leader of the orchestra is Joanne Quigley. The conductor is Gavin Maloney. The conductor's assistant is Ethan Ryan. Sound effects are by Vincent Doherty. Sound recordist is Damien Chanel. And sound supervision is by Anton Timoney. Love is a simple thing.
Fragrant river, pearl river, Asian river. Oh, pizza. What makes pizza supreme? Ah, meat, apparently. Chicken, ham, beef, pepperoni. Oh, gives me heartburn just reading about it. Buy two, get a third one free. No thanks. Ah, Oriental river. All is well with the world. I really must get one of those no junk mail signs and put a stop to inland waterways of China pouring through me letterbox. Oh? Oh, an actual letter. Thank you. Not a bill. Oh. Oh.
There's no ice cream.
Coffee, croissant, computer.
There's no food. Of course there's no food. She always did the shopping. Oh, yogurt. Oh, peach. Fruit should not have fur.
Rebecca's life plan.
Dear recently divorced, late 50s, still interested. Oh, I can't open it.
There's a lot of responses. Rebecca Morrison, you are a goddess.
This is ridiculous.
There must be at least 20, 30.
I'm a grown woman sitting on a chair that I chose at a table that I bought in my own home, and I can't bring myself to open an envelope.
That has to be high.
Not bad.
Jesus, I feel like throwing up.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
For God's sake. There's more than one.
Oh,
yogurt was hers.
Let's ask Mr. Google.
One? That's sort of poetic. Two?
Average number of hits on internet dating sites.
Three? My last taste of her regurgitated, lumpy, fuzz-flavored gunk.
Four?
I got
the average response to an online profile is...
Four replies.
I am a goddess. There must be close to 30 here. Quantity's good. Let's see about the quality.
To whom it may concern.
Nice gent.
That's not a good start.
No.
I hate peach yogurt.
Fanatical football fan, no.
She knew I hated peach yogurt.
Oh, for God's sake, he's listing his hobbies.
We both liked strawberry yogurt. The healthy one with the probiotic shit in it. We both liked that. But no, it had to be peach. Week in, week out, she bought yogurt that I didn't like. I should have seen it coming.
Looking for fun with a capital F. Depends on your picture. Not with you, with a capital Y.
Dear Grandma?
She was too healthy for me.
Mid-50s? You've got to be joking.
I'm a slob. No wonder she left me. I love super noodles, for God's sake.
He's 27.
And ketchup. I love ketchup. Even on lasagna.
Does he know what age I am?
She liked aubergine. Never trust someone who likes cardboard vegetables.
I have a particular liking for pensioner... Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
She liked aubergine, but she didn't like me.
Very attentive, very athletic. Check out my pics. Pecs, huh? Tempting, but pics, pecs? No.
Dear older and still interested, oh, I should have just used my name. My name is Paul.
Megan? Are you in there? Megan! I know you're in there!
I like reading and sharing alternative literature. Is that porn?
Megan, open the door!
Go away!
Let me in, Megan!
No, I look awful!
Megan!
Wow!
Open the door!
That's a photograph.
Meg! Oh!
You're not to look at me. I look terrible.
Megan, it's nothing I haven't seen before.
Works in IT.
I mean it, Emma. You're not to look at me.
Tick for brain.
Don't be ridiculous, Megan.
Tick for income.
You want to come in? Close your eyes. I mean it. That's the deal. No negotiation.
Let's look a little closer at you, Mr. IT guy.
Okay, okay. Eyes closed. See?
I puked her yogurt up.
Okay.
He likes to ski.
Ow!
Close your eyes.
Jesus, Megan.
He likes to surf.
Well, then you better open yours and watch where I'm going.
He parasails.
Ow, that hurt. What was it that I hit?
Aoife's African fertility mask.
Oh.
There has to be a catch. He's too good to be true. Where's the catch? Oh, there's the catch. He's 28. Damn. Hang on. He likes to date older women. Why?
Because older women tend to want the same things I want.
Are you all right?
Chance or chancer?
No.
Paul, I was widowed last year, having been happily married for 31 years. I turn 60 next month. I never thought that I'd be interested in having another relationship, but I find life alone to be less than exhilarating. I'm not looking to replace my wife, but I would like to enhance my life. 5 marks for internal rhyme. I keep fit, not excessively so, and I enjoy outdoor pursuits. I also like good food and wine, literature. My favorite author is Conrad, and going to the cinema and theater. I must confess to being a collector, although I'm careful to not burden conversation with that particular passion. I would describe my tastes as adventurous. Adventurous is in italics.
May I make a suggestion?
I like his suggestion.
I'm not usually the most spontaneous of men, but rather than indulge in an awkward exchange on the telephone, why don't I wait in a certain place at an agreed time on a particular day? If you think I sound like the sort of person you might like to meet, having read your advertisement, I would be interested in meeting you, then you make the date.
Friday September 29th. Tonight.
September 29th, belongs to the Archangel Raphael,
who together with Dinwin and Valentine
are charged with the care of those wandering in the uncharted territory of love. I'll be sitting at a table for two in Chez Josette on Exchequer Street, 7:30. The booking will be in my name. Kind regards, Paul.
Late 20s is breaking one of my golden rules. Although late 20s is nearly 30, and 30 is on the way to 35, which is my lower limit. I'm not sure how I feel about being classified as an older woman. Do you really want the same things as me, John? Interested, not interested? For the volume of replies, there's not a lot to choose from. Yes, no. Fuck it, yes. Tonight, Bar Paradiso, 7:45. I'll give you 15 minutes. One drink. Let's see if you know what it is I want.
When was the last time you slept?
I don't know. Tuesday? Yesterday? I wish I could just wake up and this was all just a horrible nightmare.
I know.
How are things with you? She said I was self-obsessed. Maybe she was right. I'm crap at asking about other people. Sometimes I think there's something wrong with me. What would I do without you, Em? God, look at the state of the place.
I'll clean up.
No.
I don't mind.
She said I never cleaned up.
Get some sleep. I'll run you a bath when you wake up.
I thought she was the one. I thought we were going to be together. I imagined us together in years to come, feeding organic spelt bread to our well-rounded children.
I didn't know you wanted children.
Doesn't everyone? How come I didn't see it coming? She never bought strawberry yogurt and I didn't see it coming.
What?
Everyone must think I'm an idiot.
Why would anyone think you're an idiot?
For thinking that I could have somebody like Aoife.
She was lucky to have someone like you.
She's right, I never clean up.
Close your eyes.
I'll be careful not to bump into anything.
What? Oh, very funny.
I loved her. Love her. She said terrible things to me. Emma, the things she said to me. I'm a terrible girlfriend. I think I'm broken.
Soft and simple chamomile foam or oatmeal and cinnamon? Oatmeal and cinnamon? Are you supposed to eat this or... Oh, smells lovely. Oatmeal and cinnamon it is. I assume it's not real oatmeal. Bath full of water. Oh, glue. Megan? Oh, there you are. This is for in the bath, right? It's not a soak time snack or anything. For bubbles, yeah?
Yeah, it's Aoife's.
Sorry.
Even her bath bubbles are healthy.
I'll run you a fresh bath. With the chamomile.
Don't be silly.
No, I'll run you a clean bath.
Emma, it's fine. I like the porridgey smell. I can pretend she's still here. Pathetic, huh? Oh,
proximity of heartbreak makes it touching. It'll be pathetic in another couple of weeks.
She said I was indifferent to her. With her. She said I sat in a fog of indifference to avoid commitment. You know, I'm going to put forward a proposal that commitment be the new C word. I hate it. Apparently, my lack of interest in all things made of hemp was merely a reflection of how I felt about her. I thought we were having fun. I used to buy pound shop bath goo just to annoy her. I always used the good stuff on the sly. She asked me to... Just before she packed up all her supplements, after she said all the horrible stuff, she said she wanted us to get a civil union.
She proposed.
She issued an ultimatum. Civil union or else. Her face when she said it to me, it was a challenge.
I didn't take her seriously. I cracked a joke. I think I said only on the condition that she wear the Elvis suit and I got the frock. She went ballistic. I had a pain in my neck craning to keep up with her as she strode back and forth across the moral high ground. She said I was selfish. It was but one of the things, all unpleasant, that she said I was. But you know, I did her a kindness, playing the fool. The truth is, my answer would have been no.
Oh. You need rebound sex.
Oh, Em, I can't.
You can.
It's too soon.
It's been 3 weeks. How long are you going to wait? 6 weeks? 3 months? You have to put something between you and... to bring this to a close.
Shag us, full stop.
It's what you always do.
This is different.
No, it's not different. It's just worse. You're in deeper, that's all. It hurts more. Step the first, rebound sex. Step the second, the world.
What do you suggest I do? Parade down Main Street with a sign around my neck? Slightly used lesbian seeks repair sex. Transitional purposes only. Or you could put me on casters and enter me as a float in the Paddy's Day Parade. A sad reflection of Ireland without Catholicism.
That's months away.
I could go pub to pub and see if there's any takers. Maybe I could bed one of the two known out and about Ballydoran dykes.
Oh, from what I've heard, you've been there and done that.
That's not true. I never laid a hand on Noeline O'Dwyer.
Ah, so you did sleep with Aveen Murphy.
No, I never said that.
I always thought it was just a rumour. What was it like?
Mind your own business, Emma Dunn. You slept with Kate Finnegan in college.
Everyone slept with Kate Finnegan in college.
I didn't.
That's because you were in the closet. If she'd been in there with you, I'd lay bets you would have had to.
Kate Finnegan was never in the closet. She was born out and proud. She bedded everyone on a point of principle. Nah, she wasn't my type.
And Annie Chow was your type?
You know, sometimes I think friends should have an expiry date. People are like cheese. They get a bit smelly after a while.
You should get into the bath before it gets cold.
You should get in the kitchen before I do something terrible.
I know you don't feel like it, but you're always like this until you've had a fling. Then you start to move.
I don't want to move on.
I was going to say forward. You can't stay in your pajamas forever. After your bath, we'll order food, not Chinese. And then hit the internet.
No, I'm not doing the internet thing. The X-Files. Ex-girlfriends. Ex-straight chicks wanting a bit of excitement. An ex for axe murderers. Masquerading as lonely art dykes. The internet is pathetic. It's for saddos. Oh, sorry, I forgot you like the internet.
I don't like the internet. I like having a social life. How do you think you meet someone living in Ballydoran? The analogue choice is Aveen and Noeline and Murphy Snoke. And from what I hear, Aveen is already taken.
Ha, funny much. Dinner should be my choice. I'm the one who's heartbroken.
I'm not eating that crap from Chinky. And I still can't believe they call the place that. It has to be a joke. And judging by the number of congealed cartons I found when I was cleaning up, I found one in the washing machine. What were you doing? I think you've eaten enough economy meal number B. I'll order from Paolo's. You need to eat something decent.
I want chips with my lasagna.
I'm not ordering chips. You can have a side salad or garlic bread. Let me guess.
Garlic bread.
I shouldn't have given you a choice. It wouldn't kill you to eat salad, you know.
Why is everyone I know a food fascist? Eva put brewer's yeast on everything. Why can't I be one of those people who can't eat when they're heartbroken? At least then I could throw away my Weight Watchers handbook, along with any prospects of future happiness.
Do you want the radio?
No. There are tiny little politicians inside it who won't stop talking about the recession.
I'll find you a music station.
Oh, no, honestly, thanks. Really, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of quiet. Just me and the bubbles.
Okay, enjoy. I'll call you when the food gets here. And after dinner, www.findachick.com.
Oh.
Rebecca?
You're late.
Yes, I am. I'm also John. These are for you. You don't like flowers.
I don't like being kept waiting.
I'm sorry, I kept you waiting, I apologise. Would you like a drink? Oh, you haven't. Of course you haven't, I was late. Well, I think I'll order one. I'll have a bottle of Sam Adams.
You didn't say please.
I'll have a bottle of Sam Adams, please. Are you always this?
Yes.
Okay. I like a challenge. Are you disappointed?
With what?
Me.
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Why am I not surprised by that answer? You're...
honest.
I was going to say rude.
I'd prefer blunt if you want to make a point. I'm not interested in playing games. I'm not impressed that you were late.
I get that.
I don't like being kept waiting. It gives me time to think.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I got caught in... You know, you're right. I was late. Punctuality is not one of my strong points. I like to think it doesn't make me a bad person, but...
Why do you really date older women?
Well, like I said on my profile...
I agreed to meet you against my better judgment. You're too young, you're too pretty, and I'm not sure I buy the whole want the same things as older women line. I don't dislike flowers. I dislike being played. I liked your photograph. I like the whole windsurfing, parasailing, action man thing. If it's true...
It's true.
I like the fact that you have a job, if that's true.
That's true too.
I decided to donate one drink of my time to find out whether you are a charlatan. You were late. I'm one mouthful away from ice.
I'm not really sure what it is you want me to say.
Tell me why you're here.
I liked your profile. Yours wasn't the only profile I liked, but it was in my top three.
Where?
What?
Where in your top three was I?
Three. One and two didn't bite. Here I am.
How old were one and two?
The older woman thing really bothers you. Why?
Because I am one.
It's not a line. I'm not... I like older women. Because they know what they want. Don't get me wrong, I don't have a granny complex. I go for the slightly older model, not the past their sell-bys. I like women in their 30s, early 40s. Professional women. They tend to take care of themselves and they know what they want. I like that. And there's a high rate of end-of-date sex. And the sex is good. Older women know what they're doing. And if I'm honest or blunt, they're grateful. I'm good in the sack and easy on the eye. So, is this where you stand up and leave in a blaze of moral fury?
I'll have a gin and tonic.
What makes you think I want to buy you a gin and tonic? You've given me nothing since I got here. To be honest, or blunt, if there isn't a thaw, I'm the one who'll be out that door when Sam Adams gets to the bottom.
Stay.
It's your turn to make a case.
Fuck off.
That's not fair. I jumped through your hoops. I was a good boy, now it's your turn. Tell me why you want me to stay.
I don't dislike you.
You'll have to do better than that.
I'm not disappointed. You're not what I'm looking for, but I suspected that from your profile.
What are you looking for?
House, husband, child, preferably two.
And that's not me?
Am I wrong?
I'd like those things someday.
I can't gamble on someday. I'm 39, 41. I need to gamble on someone who wants those things now.
So why did you nudge me?
You're very attractive and I haven't had sex in a year and a half.
So we do want the same things after all. Do we cut straight to the sex or should we do something in between this and that?
I'm hungry and I like to dance. Don't get cocky. End of date sex, although likely, is not guaranteed. And if it's possible to fuck up a date in one drink, just think how much damage you can do between this and the early hours of the morning.
I'm so glad you came. I would have felt so terribly foolish if you hadn't. I was afraid you might think the whole I'll be here at a certain time thing was contrived or silly. I'm glad you decided to take a chance. Would you like a drink? I've ordered a bottle of wine. It's a Riesling. It's quite good, actually. But maybe you'd rather like something else, an aperitif or...
The Riesling is fine.
Excellent. Allow me to pour. I'm talking too much, aren't I? I tend to blather when I get nervous. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time to... I'm an internet dating virgin. I'm sorry, I should ask you a question. I'm frightening you.
You're not frightening me.
Good. So, did you have a good journey here? Did you drive?
No. Yes. No, I didn't drive. I got a taxi. And the journey was fine. The taxi man was quiet, so I didn't have to suffer any ill-informed generalizations about bankers and tribunals or bondholders.
Yes, soundbite rebellion can be quite trying sometimes.
That's a good phrase. Soundbite rebellion. All talk, no action. Oh, I can't quite think what to say. I liked the ruse.
The ruse?
The restaurant. This, just turning up. I'm not sure I would have had the courage to pick up the telephone to call someone. I told myself that if I lost my nerve when I got here, well, I'd just go home.
Is that code for me being hideous?
I beg your pardon?
Losing your nerve. Is that code for me being hideous or weird or... If you got here and saw me and thought I was hideous, then you...
No, no. I just...
I'm not being serious. I was joking.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I'm a little nervous. I'm quite nervous, actually. I've never done anything like this before.
We can be virgins together. I probably shouldn't say things like that. It's quite possibly inappropriate, embarrassing for you. I'm sorry, I should... I say things that I wouldn't usually say when I'm out of my depth. I was married for a very long time. I never thought I'd be in this position again, looking for... trying to impress somebody. When my wife died...
Would you mind terribly if we didn't talk about our partners?
Of course.
I'd like to think of this as a beginning. Not you and I. This, it's a new part of my life. I'd rather not burden it with history, mine or yours.
I must admit to being temporarily a little stuck for words.
I've made you uncomfortable.
No.
Why don't you tell me about what you do?
I'm a barrister, so I'm not quite used to being at a loss for words. It's my job to be certain, or to look and sound certain, even if I don't feel it. You're having quite an effect on me.
Well, we've something in common. It's my job to be certain, too. I'm a teacher. English and French, if I must. I prefer teaching English. And you're a Conrad fan?
Yes.
I must confess, he's not my favourite author.
Too dark?
No, too male, I think. I'm a big fan of the 60s feminist writers. Oh, there's probably a rule book somewhere that says I shouldn't mention that word on the first time you meet someone of the opposite... But the first time you meet...
The word you're looking for is date?
I feel silly saying date. Maybe we should just order.
Yes. The antipasti platter here is very good.
That sounds lovely.
It's usually to share?
That's fine.
Great. And if I may recommend...
But why don't you order? You seem familiar with the menu. You probably know what's good. And it'll give me a chance to make up for using the F word. Your masculinity will be appeased.
Well, everything is good here.
I don't eat beef.
And I don't eat lamb. Let's start with the antipasti for two. Then I suggest we go native and order a primo pasta dish. The wild mushroom ravioli here is excellent. It's served with truffle shavings. And then, no beef, no lamb. How about the turbot? I've never had it, but I've... Never had a bad dish here, so this is a new experience, so it seems appropriate to be adventurous.
Yes. You used that word in your letter.
Did I?
It was in italics.
Oh.
That was the reason I decided to come tonight to meet you.
Oh.
Yes, you said you were adventurous in your tastes.
I did.
Struck a chord with me. I realize that that's what I want. I want to feel the opposite of how I felt in my marriage. Oh, I asked you not to speak about your wife, and here I am, about to embark on a tirade of marriage past. I apologize. Why would you be interested in my problems?
I don't mind if you want to talk about your husband. To be honest, I find it odd not to talk about my wife. She was such a huge part of my life.
No, thank you, but I'd rather no past. Just the present. An adventure.
Perhaps we should order.
Yes. Antipasti, wild mushroom ravioli, and turbot.
It's a figure of eight. Roll right, roll left, roll back, back left. And you just keep doing that. Forward right, forward left, roll back, roll left.
This is not unerotic.
Salsa is all about sex.
Ah, I knew there was a reason I brought you here.
Who brought who here? You didn't know this place existed. Shame on you. How long have you lived in Galway?
A little under 4 years.
4 years? How could you not know about Havana Heaven? It's a Galway institution.
To a Galwegian, I'm a blow-in.
You're here 4 years.
Like I said, I'm a blow-in. Galway is one of those places, friendly on the outside but mean and squinty on the inside.
What?
Once a blow-in here, you're always a blow-in.
Well, if you hate it so much, why don't you leave?
I don't hate it here, I love it. This close to Connemara, what's not to like?
We're not unfriendly.
I didn't say people here were unfriendly, but I'm not from here, and I never will be. I'll always just be one of those swarms of crusties and capitalists that migrated to the western seaboard in search of a richer life. It's an Irish thing, us and them. There's us and those that came. The original those that came carried swords and pikes. Nowadays they come armed with portfolios or dreads. I have to say, I don't see the appeal of dreadlocks. They strike me as really unhygienic.
So you're a portfolio man?
In a graphic sense. I'm a web designer. You know, Galway's mascot should be a crusty. A little cute one. Rows of stuffed ones lining the shelves in tourist shops. Big, inflatable ones to wave at the air at GAA matches. Inflatable dreads, plastic dandruff. Why did you come back?
Quality of life. London's very big. I wanted to be close to family. Everything was still bright and shiny when I left. It made sense. Go away, experience the world, come back to a perfect future. Buy a house, buy a second house, an investment property, a holiday home, buy a barbecue, build a sunroom, a Pharaoh and Ball empire for me and my handsome husband and exceptionally bright children. I'm just pissed off that reality set in on my watch.
Don't you think there's a point where reality sets in on everyone's watch? The cleverest boy in primary school becomes the second cleverest in secondary. In college, he's only one of many smart boys and girls. And a couple of years later, when he's carting his sad little CV from one company to the next in search of a future, he can't quite remember what it felt like to feel smart anymore.
Is that what happened to you? Were you the cleverest boy in your primary school?
I wasn't thick.
Is that why you're in Galway? To be the clever fish in a little pond?
You make it sound like a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing. You're limiting your world.
I don't agree that understanding your own limitations is a bad thing. It's a realistic way of looking at the world. Don't you think there's relief in reality?
Mortgages, debt, disappointment. Oh yeah, that's a great relief.
How about, you don't have to own the biggest house. You don't have to earn a ridiculous amount of money. You don't even have to win a Nobel Peace Prize or the Pulitzer or an Oscar. Not only are you unlikely to do any of those things, but you don't have to do or be anything extraordinary to be happy.
I like extraordinary. I want extraordinary.
Well, I hope you find it. It's the modern day Holy Grail.
You're an imposter. You present as a well-groomed and manicured capitalist, but there's just a little crusty heart beating away in that very buff chest of yours. You're not as fickle as you like to make yourself out to be.
Don't overestimate me. I just spent too much time pontificating on the internet. Don't mistake easy opinion for character.
Against my better judgment, I'm starting to like you. This is one of the most interesting getting-to-know-you conversations I've had in ages.
Well, you haven't had sex in a year and a half, so forgive me for not being too impressed at beating out the competition.
I already regret telling you that.
You know, all this figure of eighting and rolling backwards and forwards is one of the weirder courtship rituals I've indulged in quite a while. Look at this room. It's like an aviary full of pasty Celtic birds twisting and preening in a let's all be sensuous like the Latins mating dance. The Irish complexion, a sad and undernourished thing. We all do this for hours and hours and hours until the female of the species gets so tired that she lets the boy bird do his thing.
Or maybe the girl bird has the man boy dance for hours and hours and hours so that when he does do his thing, he lasts for more than a few well-intentioned but ultimately unsatisfying minutes.
Ouch.
Password.
Megazoid with an A.
What are you, 12?
I like Transformers.
It's not letting me in.
The A is in Megan, M-E-A-G. You see, you think it's just a generic Transformer, but it's me, Megazoid.
Again, what age are you?
Says the woman who named her salon Nails with a Z.
A Z in place of an S is a small town institution. It's almost a cultural requirement. So, profile.
Late 20s, living in the middle of nowhere. Spend all my time with demented young people. My friends describe me as the Officer Krupke of the Midwest.
Let's start with your name. Megan with an A?
Two A's, actually. Unless you think I should go down the homegirl route. Just call me Meg N.
How do you want to describe yourself?
Let's start with the positives. I'm not a serial killer. Not yet, anyway. I'm relatively clean. I don't pick up after myself. She who cannot be named was right about that. I admit to that one. She also said I'm impossible to live with. I dispute that. What was it she said? Awkward. Argumentative.
Alliterative. I think they want something a little less specific. 20s or late 20s?
Late 20s. I don't want a rash of excitable puppies fresh out of the coming out gates. I'm out and I'm proud. I feel old. I want a lesbian who's house trained.
I refuse to accept that you're old. If you're old, I'm old, and I'm not old.
You're Dorian Gray. Why do you look younger than me? You look better than me. I resent that.
Gaddafi looks better than you at the moment.
Oh!
That's to be expected under the circumstances. You're in emotional freefall. Physical disintegration is a side effect.
Remind me, you're my best friend, right? You always look better than me.
I look after myself.
I look after myself. No, you're right, I don't look after myself. Aoife hated that I didn't care about presentation and grooming. She left me because I didn't moisturise.
She left you because you weren't right for each other.
I really did love her. Did. How fast is the track to the past tense?
She wasn't good for you.
I know, but I... Oh, fuck.
Come on. What will we say you're looking for? Fun.
Why not? I'm a barrel of laughs.
You're interested in meeting someone for...
Sex, because that's what my best friend, who looks better than me, tells me I need.
Frolics or friendship?
Who's alliterative now? Fun, frolics and friendship. Oh my God, it's Hallmark with innuendo. I don't want to frolic. I want to fuck. And I don't need a friend. I have you.
Megan.
Emma. What?
You have to write something. What do you want? Fun and frolics or fun and friendship?
Fun and a fuck.
You can't write that?
Why? How about this for a profile? Megan feels so bad after recent relationship pileup, she's not even sure she wants to be alive. Hobbies. A lethal disinterest in personal grooming. Relationship sabotage. Oh, and travel, because she lives in the middle of bloody nowhere.
Okay, maybe this is a little bit soon.
I can't, Emma. I'm sorry, but I can't pretend. I have to go into work every day and look like I give a shit. One of my young people came to me last Thursday and said she was feeling suicidal. Fucking hell. That's like the... It's like the alarm bell ringing and the fire engine charging out of the station. In my line of work, it's the moment when the human genome becomes visible. It's the opening chords of the original Live Aid. We talk about development and choices, and we drown them in workshops and valuable life experiences. Well, we used to drown them. Now we fill the paddling pool once a month and let them splash around. This 17-year-old kid comes into me. She sits opposite me in my Magnolia office and says that sometimes she thinks of fucking herself in front of a train. And the first thought that comes into my head, the only thought that comes into my head is, yeah, I know how you feel. I know we're not giving them options. I know we're just trying to stop them killing themselves in despair, and I feel so bad. I can't even do that.
Well, let's call it an economically challenged area where I teach. The kids are lively. Some of them are great, but there are a few that make you question your most basic moral code. I'm a liberal-leaning lefty at heart, but I have encountered a few young people over the years who've made me think positively about social euthanasia.
Oh.
You think that's harsh?
No, a little.
But surely working in the legal system, you must have come across things that make you question easy morality.
I'm not a frontline player. I'm not so much John Grisham as Rumpole of the Bailey. Actually, Rumpole is probably a bit racy for me. I've been on the tribunals for the last number of years.
Oh.
I'll remind you of your disdain for easy morality before you vent forth on all things tribunal.
They cost an awful lot of money.
They do involve an awful lot of people.
To what end?
Well,
I can't remember. I don't recall. A political leader of a first world country, and he didn't have a bank account?
He wasn't Taoiseach at the time.
Oh, well then. That makes me believe that he kept his personal finances in a tin under the bed.
At least questions are being asked. You're right. I've probably become immune to the less than honourable parts of my profession. It's a long time since I was in college.
I try to teach my students about responsibility.
How does one do that?
Example, expectation, consistency, small things. I don't accept excuses for not having a pen or not having homework on time. And parental notes have no currency in my class. That doesn't always go down well.
With who?
Parents, mostly. Every year I've one or two who'll charge in unannounced and tell me in no uncertain terms that their angelic offspring will not, under their instruction, be doing the extra work assigned to them. Consequences always come in the shape of extra work.
What do you do?
I remain calm. I try to diffuse the situation so that a real conversation can occur. 9 times out of 10, if I manage to do that, the parent leaves me with their ire redirected at their son or daughter. I try to keep things balanced with the parents, talk about their child's good points. It must be awful to hear only negative things. I'm realistic about their children. I don't pull punches, but I'm not aggressive or accusatory. I think that's why most of them respond to me.
And if they don't?
I refuse to teach their child until the work is done.
Your principal either loves you or hates you.
My principal is used to me. I've been there a long time. And he's young, so he still thinks the battle is worth fighting.
You sound like a good teacher.
Well, it's becoming harder to hold the line because they see the farce that's unfolding around them. The government, the big boys, want the drones to do as they say, not as they've done. They enjoyed themselves, indulged themselves, without constraint and without consequence. Where's the incentive for those who have the least to do the right thing?
A teacher and a barrister. The scales and the pen. We used to be the pillars of Irish society, and now, more often than not, we're seen as the problem.
I get tired of defending my profession.
Yet you're happy to put mine in the stand.
The flip side of democracy.
Democracy is barely contained chaos.
We're a cheerful pair.
We're a serious pair. I think that befits our age and stage of life.
May there be a global shortage of wheatgrass. I love red ones. May she develop a horrible allergy to that, what's it called? A green gloop she drinks all the time?
Spirulina. Spirulina. What is spirulina?
Expensive. You wouldn't believe how much it cost. The health food shop had to order it in especially. The smell of it used to make me want to throw up.
May she
again.
It's my turn. I hope she gets an itchy you-know-what.
That's cruel.
I hope she falls for a straight chick.
That's really cruel. It's my turn.
With my breakup? How could I have fallen in love with someone who played badminton? I was in love with a woman who played with a shuttlecock every Tuesday night. May she find religion and forever be plagued by guilt when she thinks of sex things. Sad. That was fun.
Chocolate voodoo is always fun.
Do we have more schnapps?
I don't think so. The alcohol cupboard was pretty bare. Why else would we be drinking peach schnapps?
Oh yeah, Aoife emptied it when she left. Said that most of the bottles were given to us by her friends. I'm leaving in a funk of righteous rage. Don't try to stop me. Just hold the unfolding drama while I pack all the good shit. I sometimes wonder why I was attracted to her in the first place. I chased her, you know.
You said it was her eyes and her boobs in that blue shirt she used to wear.
Oh, yeah. I love that shirt on her.
I remember you telling me about her. You were really smitten. Even I thought she was the one.
I knew things weren't good. I didn't want to admit it, though. She wanted to get a civil union, you know.
Yeah, you said.
Why do you think we want the trappings of heterosexuality?
I think it's the human condition to want what we can't have.
Maybe the institution would have held us together. I envy straight people their world, with its firm lines and their high-definition relationships. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems simpler to be straight. You're attracted to the ones who don't look like you. We have to figure out who we're allowed to find attractive. I sometimes wonder if it would be easier if there was an obvious difference. The things I look for in a lover are the same things I look for in a friend. Lover equals friend plus fuckability. What about you, friend? Are you fuckable?
Don't.
Maybe we should be together. Maybe you should be my rebound ride.
Megan.
What? Oh, you don't think I'm fuckable? Oh, thanks. Kick me while I'm down, why don't you?
I didn't say that.
So you would fuck me?
Stop. You're being really crude.
Says the dyke who's trying to pimp me on the internet.
Megan, stop.
Whoa, Emma, I'm only joking.
No, you're not. You're being really cruel.
Cruel? I'm not being cruel. I'm being funny. You and me, that's funny.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You and me. Oh, come on, Emma. I'm the one in free fall. Where's your sense of humour?
Why is the idea of being with me so hilarious?
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
Stop saying what?
Well, I...
Just fuck off, Megan. Just
off. What did I do? I don't even know what I've done. Emma.
Why is it such a ridiculous idea?
Why is what such a ridiculous idea?
You and me.
It's not. I just... We're friends. We've always been friends. We're best friends. I just never thought that... Do you want us to be more than...
Am I so unattractive that the idea of being with me is so absurd?
No, but...
Have you never thought what it would be like?
Emma?
Has the thought never crossed your mind?
Emma, I've fucked up every relationship I've ever been in. You're my best friend in the whole fucking world. I can't break you and I couldn't bear to lose you. Not you.
I do want to fuck you. I've always wanted to fuck you. How can you not know? I'm in love with you, Megan.
Emma, if we pull this thread...
Let's go to bed.
Emma.
Let me make love to you.
You can't be my rebound girl.
I'm not your rebound girl.
I'm dreaming of an ice-cold beer.
Just think how nice it'll taste in 10 more minutes.
Delayed gratification, I must remember that for later. I won't last 10 more minutes.
I hope that's the one and only time I hear that tonight.
5.
3.
8.
8?
7.
6.
Done.
And no more rolling. Come here. At least, let's slow things down.
You want to slow dance?
I want to recover my heartbeat.
But the music
is fast. And we're dancing out of time. I didn't take you for someone who was afraid to stand out.
I'm not.
Then, put your left hand in my right hand. Put your right hand on my unpleasantly warm and slightly damp shoulder and come in close.
I haven't danced like this in a long time. So much that you don't care about being hot and sticky.
I think we should think about leaving.
I think you're right.
Your place or...
Mine.
You really do like to run the show.
I thought that's what you liked about us older women.
I did say that.
Were you lying?
Only a little. I'm going to kiss you.
Here? In the middle of the dance floor, like a teenager? I'm beginning to like you.
Good. Because against my better judgment, I quite like you too.
I'll get you a taxi.
Oh, thank you.
We're going in opposite directions, otherwise we could share.
Would you like to come home with me?
Yes. You mean...
Yes.
Super. I didn't want to misunderstand.
You're not misunderstanding anything. This isn't something I've ever done.
Of course.
But you said you were adventurous, and I'd like to be, well, less... I'm hoping that you being there in my... I want to dispel the ghost of my husband.
Oh.
I didn't like him. I'm sorry, I'm not very artful at this sort of thing. Am I putting you off?
No, although it is a rather curious time to renege on your rule of not talking about our spouses.
You loved your wife.
Yes.
I envy you. I don't think my husband found me appealing. You know, it's late. Maybe it'd be better if...
No, don't get scared.
I've ruined the atmosphere. I thought it would be romantic.
We're not teenagers.
I know, but...
You're scared. And I'm nervous. We're a perfect pair. I'd really like to go home with you. Make love to you. I was never unfaithful to my wife. Colleagues of mine often... I was shocked at some of the things they did... Of course, I didn't let on. Everything was so intense. Everything seemed possible. Rules didn't seem to apply. It became normal, almost, that there'd be escorts.
Prostitutes.
I never indulged. The times, they were... And now, they're not anymore.
Would you like a drink?
Coffee.
After.
I don't think you need that shirt.
Slow down. The bathroom's at the top of the stairs.
This is your favorite shirt.
Take a shower.
You've had it since 1992. It was fashionable in 1992. Not so bad in 1993. After that, I can't believe you're still wearing it. I love that you still wear it.
My room is the one on the right. I'll see you there when you're done.
Emma, it's okay. You won't break us. I know everything there is to know about you. There's nothing for me to discover that will change the way I feel.
Hi, Becca, Laura here. Just wondered if you'd like to...
Milk?
No, thank you. You make a good cup of coffee.
Thank you. You'd like to go upstairs.
Of course, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked for coffee.
No, I offered. There's no hurry. We can wait. Finish your coffee.
No, you're right. Let's...
No, get it over with.
That's not what I was going to say. Do you think I could have a... Do you have any whiskey? I'll bring it with me.
You're all clean. You're so beautiful.
May I kiss you?
Yes.
Watch the news while I shower. The remote's on your side of the bed.
I have a side of the bed?
Tonight you do.
And tomorrow?
I change the sheets.
Oh, the sheets are minging. Wait a minute. If we're going to do this, I'll just go and... You change,
I change them.
That was...
When you were in the bath.
You're too good
for
me.
Take your jacket off. And your shirt.
Here, in the kitchen.
You're really going to be my rebound girl.
Yes.
I'm not your rebound girl.
I feel more comfortable upstairs.
Does that freak you out?
No.
Oh.
I've disappointed you.
No. No.
Do you want to stop?
No. The stairs are this way.
Look at you.
You're beautiful.
All naked in my bed.
I'll just pop to the bathroom.
Look at you.
It's at the end of the hall.
I don't believe this is actually happening.
Of course.
Shall I tell you what I like before we start?
Ow!
Is your sex always disorganized?
What did you do that for?
Jesus.
But I have to complete an evaluation form afterwards.
I'm just pinching you so you know that this...
You're making fun of me.
...is...
I don't like to be made fun of.
...happening.
On a scale of 1 to 10, rate your performance under the following headings. Foreplay.
Here we are.
Don't stop.
I get it.
Technique.
Oh.
Shall we?
Range of vocabulary.
Yes.
I get it.
Got undressed while you're in there.
You prefer to be spontaneous?
Yes.
Yes.
Physical moves and positioning.
No, too fast. I want to.
I put the electric blanket on for a minute.
Verbal skill.
Just to take the chill out of them.
Oh. I bet you like to talk dirty.
You've made your point.
Just move over. It'd be easier if I...
Why don't we just talk to each other as we go?
Yeah.
Let's say I touch you like this.
Is that good?
Just tell me whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Tell me if you like it.
Yes.
More?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not a passive partner.
Oh. I didn't think for 1 minute that you were.
Oh.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More?
Yes.
I'm not hurting you.
No.
I love you. Jesus.
Two can play at that game.
Megan, I know. I love you.
Oh, this is...
Oh, that's it.
Oh, super.
Not so fast. Slower. Slower. Oh. Like that. Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Where did you learn to do that?
Fuck.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Actually, I learned the term in second, but it comes from Venezuela.
Jesus.
This is lovely, Kathleen.
I had a Venezuelan girlfriend. She taught me how to do it. I think it's pretty common over there.
I know someone is going to Venezuela for her holidays this year. I must tell her before.
I've never raised a hand to a woman in my life.
I don't want you to... Jesus, my husband. I don't want you to... It's just... It's the idea. Why would you say you're adventurous if you... I just want...
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that for you. Making love is a tender thing. That's the way it was with my wife, and I see no reason to change that. This was a mistake. I should go.
Motherfucker!
I didn't write the letter.
Shut up!
What?
Wait.
My son wrote it for me. He said I needed to get out and meet someone. He said it would be good for me. He put the ad in.
I think you should leave.
I can't.
I didn't intend to mislead you.
Please, just go.
You can.
Shit! Fuck! Mother!
I can't.
You swear!
Yes, you can.
Shut up.
Oh. Bloody fool.
Are we a couple now?
That's too weird.
Oh.
No, not you and me. You. Watching me.
Stop. You're creeping me out.
You were asleep. I was awake. I was just waiting on you to wake up.
Stop staring at me.
Okay. Is it all right if I look at the ceiling?
Are you always this lively in the morning?
Yes.
Then the answer is no. We are not a couple.
I knew it. We're a couple. That means you're my girlfriend. Now that is weird.
Hello. I'd like to speak to... God's sake, why
can't a person ever just answer the phone?
We should do this again sometime.
That's a very tempting offer, but no.
Why? We had a great time.
You're not what I'm looking for.
How do you know I'm not what you're looking for?
Do you see us married in a year's time? I can't afford to waste my time on you.
We're back where we started. You call it being honest, I call it being blunt. Don't spare my feelings.
I don't understand what it is you want.
I don't want anything.
Then why are you getting angry?
I don't like being dismissed.
You want to see me again?
Yes.
Okay. Ground rules. It's got to be exclusive. No more internet. No other women. Just you and me.
Why is that necessary?
Go.
But
I had a great time last night. Don't spoil it. You will distract me from what I want. You'll fill my head and my time, and I don't have time.
Aren't you afraid that you'll end up with the wrong person? Someone who ticks all the boxes? End up in a relationship where you'll have a common desire instead of...
What do you think I am? I won't marry someone I don't love.
But how will you know whether you love them or what they can give you?
Why do you care?
I don't. Why do there have to be rules? Relationships are unruly things. You can't control them. Lay out goals and objectives and deadlines.
Of course you can.
Love is unpredictable.
Are you saying you love me?
No. I'm saying I like you, and I'd like to see you again.
I'm bored of this conversation.
Rebecca.
You had a great time, I know. I did too. But now I'm beginning to regret it because you're still here. Look in my eyes and tell me that you can see us with a child. I didn't think so. You think I make things complicated? That I build up structures that thwart the emergence of... what? Love? Love is not a delicate thing. It's robust. If it needs to be encouraged or given time to grow, it's not love. Love is actually pretty simple. It's either there or it's not. In a moment, full of possibility.
Obituaries, no. Property, no. Automotive, no. No, no. Yes, yes, hello. At last, a human being. I want to cancel an ad. Yes. Reference number 04682. It's a personal ad. Yes, I understand that there won't be a refund. Yes, I understand that you can't give me a refund. I'm not looking for a refund. I just want to make sure that the ad doesn't run again. I don't want it to be printed again. Can you ensure that? Thank you.
So, how about breakfast, girlfriend?
Breakfast sounds good.
There's a word missing.
Girlfriend.
I like the girlfriend game.
How long are you going to keep this up?
Well, you said you weren't my rebound girl.
I did.
Then a long time, girlfriend.
Oh boy.
A very long time.
Love is a Simple Thing is a Dowager production for the RTE Independent Production Unit. Love is a Simple Thing was written and directed by Veronica Coburn. The score was composed by Elaine Agnew.